leading the news this morning. Israel and Hamas have stepped back from the brink of war this morning. A ceasefire was declared an hour and a half ago after a week of bloodshed. The truce was announced by Egypt's foreign minister at a Cairo news conference with the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Refugee groups say the latest move to deal with the growing tide of asylum seekers is a further erosion of basic human rights. There are now too many people to be sent offshore, so many will now be released into the community on so-called bridging visas, which won't allow them to work. A former union official at the centre of the AWU fraud scandal says he'll speak to police in return for immunity from prosecution. Ralph Blewett has returned from Malaysia to reveal what he knows about the misuse of a union slush fund which Julia Gillard helped to create when she was a lawyer in the 1990s. He says the Prime Minister still has a lot of questions to answer. Police are investigating two drive-by shootings in Sydney overnight. A man was shot in the leg several times while sitting in a car in Guildford West. An hour later, a shot was fired into a house in Bella Vista. And a deal to end Tasmania's long-running forestry dispute may be announced today. It's understood environmental and industry groups have agreed to protect 560,000 hectares of forest from logging. Tasmania's cabinet is expected to sign the agreement this morning before presenting it to Parliament on the last sitting day of the year.